Better Buy was started as a result of some dynamic dialogue in the GovLoop Acquisition 2.0 group, and there was a specific post about, I think it was last summer, on 10 ways social media could improve federal acquisition. And then we had the suggestion of let's, you know, action some of these ideas. So working with the American Council for Technology, Industry Advisory Council, and the National Academy for Public Administration, along with GSA, we launched a platform in October called Better Buy and encouraged the public to give us ideas on how we could inject collaborative technology, as you call it, Chris, into the federal acquisition process so we can improve openness and transparency and participation in that process, get better information in on the front end as well as out to the industry that would ultimately help us get better solutions. And so then the FedSIM group that Chris Hamm represents looked at the ideas that have been submitted through that platform, and there are about 130-ish right now, and tried to align some of those ideas with some of the upcoming acquisitions that GSA had in its own pipeline.
And Chris, the first part of this was the betterbuyproject.org, and essentially sought ideas. It was one of these idea sites where, okay, what should we do? How should we be creative? You've now entered a different phase. You're actually in more implementation.
Definitely. The betterbuyproject.org website was a collaboration website between the three parties. And moving forward and actually doing a procurement, we're doing things through GSA systems. So we had to stand up a new application, stand up new processes and policies in order to tell people how to interact on this new media. So we've definitely broached new ground here.
And talk a little bit about what this, it's essentially, if you open up betterbuy.fas.gsa.gov, when you open it up, it looks kind of like a Wikipedia page.
It does. One of the ideas on the Better Buy Project website was to try and do market research, define requirements out in the public forum. The way we do it today outside of Better Buy Project is I'll have a senior project manager, some technical expert who is really smart in a particular area or technology, and they'll go talk to a bunch of people and write something in normally Microsoft Word, some word processing software. It'll take a couple weeks, maybe a couple of months. And then when it's ready, when it's final, then we start emailing it around to do track changes. And eventually at the very end of it, then we start talking to industry. There's not a lot of back and forth with industry during that process.
And this project, the market research, is, okay, an agency comes in and they have a need. Are there tools out there? Are there platforms? Are there programs that already do this? What's the sort of scope?
The person is usually the source for the market research, so that individual will then call people, have meetings, search the internet, and what we decided to do is try something different, take one of the Better Buy Project ideas and launch a page like Wikipedia. It's the underlying software for Wikipedia. It's called MediaKey, and put all that information as we're developing it out in an open forum that anybody could log in, edit themselves so they can answer questions that we have. You know, we don't know enough about this one area. Can, you know, any technical expert respond? If we have errors in it, they can go out and point out the errors. They can make changes to the documents. So it's completely open and fair to everybody. And then it's just our job to sit back and watch it evolve and then shape it to make sure that there aren't things that are, you know, inappropriate out there on the wiki.
Are you getting feedback, and is there any feedback that you're getting that has surprised you?
It was a big rush up to the launch. So we pushed out a website, pushed out a couple of press releases, and I was hoping for instant interaction. Now, in the first 2 days, there wasn't much, and I was starting to get nervous. I thought about this is a major change for industry as well. So as soon as we put it out there, the companies that are interested in this didn't know how to respond. So it took them a couple of days to formulate their plans, create usernames, and register for the site. But this week, we've seen a tremendous amount of activity. We've got several thousand hits on most of the pages, and then several hundred users that are now contributing, and then we're in the process of reviewing the changes. Some are just editorial. You know, they're cleaning up our language, which is nice to have free editing.
Yeah.
But then some of it is really providing real content. We hadn't thought a lot about mobile devices. Well, there's now two new sections now on what are the applications that it needs to work on mobile devices. It's you know, iPad and Android, and everyone's got something new. How do we interact on that application? And then more detail on the second one, ClearPath, on how it aligns with cloud computing and consolidating data centers. So there's definitely industry comment that's going to shape what we're eventually going to buy.
So, Mary, what are you asking people? How do you hope they use this site? I mean, what are you looking for?
Well, we're looking for, you know, just the participation in the acquisition process up front. So as Chris said, you know, looking at this to conduct some market research, we have an extensive background and questions section for each of these procurements where we are asking lots of questions about how can we do what we currently do better. And so industry, come give us your ideas, give us your solutions. And it was really interesting last summer in the GovLoop group when we kind of started talking about this as a potential concept. There was some discussion about, everybody was excited that government would put itself out there. Yes, put all the information out there. Industry can come, they can look at it, they can see how the requirements are getting shaped, and then decide if it's something they actually want to participate in and or bid on. We also thought it might be a great way to attract small business because everything is right there. They can also see how things are progressing and decide if it's something they would like to get involved in or maybe reach out to somebody and partner on. Some of the On the flip side of that, what we were also interested in was to see if, you know, the industry would actually come and contribute. Because when you look at a traditional process today where you have an industry day and you get a big group of companies in the room together, the government typically stands up, gives its presentation on what we're looking to accomplish, and then asks if there's any questions. And most of the time, you don't get anything. And part of that is because companies don't either want to give away what they deem as competitive advantage or what they're thinking, or they don't also then want to expose their weaknesses by asking questions. So this format sort of allows, you know, a way around that by the usernames that are created, you know, don't necessarily have to be tied to a company name, if you will. We do track all of the registrants, you know, for our own records management purposes, obviously. But they can come and they can comment and they can ask questions and they can help, you know, shape the requirements in a different way. And by getting all of this information up front as we develop the solicitation, you know, what we're looking to do is get something that's more well-defined and takes advantage of, you know, latest technology solutions so that when we put the acquisition out, we'll end up with, you know, a better solution and better outcomes for government.
And the two areas you're specifically seeking input on, one is on the data.gov as that moves to the next level. The other one is, and Chris, you mentioned it, ClearPath, and I'm not sure everyone knows what ClearPath is.
Right. It's not something most people at GSA know either. GSA has a very large investment in mainframes and servers that are 15, 20 years old, that run a lot of our major applications, things that support the GSA schedule programs and a lot of government-wide systems. So things that are operational applications that every government agency uses every day, but they're old. We're using them as best as we can, but we know that these are things that could probably be done differently. Rather than spend tens of millions of dollars continuing in the current environment, I'd like to know whether or not the types of applications that we have there could be put in the cloud. Could they be put in some shared data center somewhere else? What are the different options and what are the price implications for making changes? And before we had the wiki, I would just have to talk to my techno expert and they'd give me a recommendation and then we would just buy whatever we need to buy. And this, I'm going to let everyone tell me what's the best way to do it. So there will probably be some debate versus cloud versus private cloud, public cloud, or secure somewhere else.
I want to have you take a step back and talk about the process to get to this site, because I think it's very, very important to note this has never been done before. And so you're collecting lessons learned as you go along. How hard has this been to do?
My office at FedSIM does a lot of large-scale IT procurement for other government agencies, and we have a very repeatable process for doing that. Introducing a wiki, we're also tweeting status updates, and we're looking at other technology for other parts of Better Buy. All of that is culture change. So I have contracting officers, contracting specialists who are very, very busy today. And you know, there's common stories about the shortage of government acquisition workers. So here I am introducing to them, I know you're used to doing this in Word, but instead post it on a website. And then what are the rules around it? So I'm taking time out of their operational day in order to develop something new. And so I have meetings with them, with our lawyers, talking about the whole attribution thing that Mary had brought up. Can companies post comments, you know, change the solicitation, change what we're buying, and then bid on it? What are the rules around that? So it took a couple weeks longer to figure out what's the right line to draw and how can I get everybody on board with making these types of changes.
And as people went forward, was there the, when you said, okay, we want to try to develop the our solution in a wiki, did people say, okay, you're coming up to us from Mars? Or was there a say, hey, this is worth, I mean, as we said, this is innovative stuff, and government not always known for taking risks in this way?
The government, particularly in procurement, is risk averse. You're dealing with public funds. So the fundamental principle there is equal and fair to everybody. So making changes to processes has to have that principle underlying the entire way. The first look from our lawyers and our contracting officers was one with a lot of doubt. We have to prove to them what we're doing follows all of the principles in the FAR and the underlying idea that we want to improve the requirement without giving anybody an advantage. So it took several weeks in order to get people to buy off on what our plans would be. And then also the hiding of history and user registration so that the attribution from companies could be seen by the government but not by other users. Technically, that took a couple of weeks. So I think we're at a point now where they're still suspicious, but they're willing to see out the experiment and see if it provides a significant difference from the way we would have done it otherwise.